Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed school staff, capturing their immigration stories.
Irene Bowie is a substitute teacher at Denny International Middle School. She is originally from South Texas, a culturally distinct region in the second largest state in America. She moved to Seattle due to a job opportunity.
When I came over here, I came as an employee to work at the University of Washington. I was hired by the Department of Education to work in bilingual education. And so the transition, especially in my professional life, was fairly easy. On a personal level, it was a little harder because certainly the cultures, my culture, being Hispanic and of various different backgrounds, was a little bit different. And I came to Seattle in 1977 out of San Antonio, Texas.
Miss Bowie was 25 years old when she moved to Seattle. Her mom, dad, and siblings had a hard time adjusting to her moving away from South Texas.
I grew up in a family that was very stationary. We never moved. We traveled in our area. It was mostly within the state of Texas. The expectation for my family was that I was going to move in with family members. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to experience my own independence. And I thought, okay, I'll pick a place where I can make my own decisions and also expand my career. And so I was excited about the move.
Her family may have wanted Miss Bowie to stay in Texas, but they recognized that in order to further her career, she would have to leave home.
They understood and appreciated the fact that the opportunities for Hispanic women were quite limited. And so I knew that I had to move out of the area to find a meaningful employment. And they understood that, and they supported it.
Though she was still in the United States, Miss Bowie was exposed to new people and a different way of life in Seattle. The cultural diversity in the Northwest made an impression on her.
What I experienced when I came to Seattle was a greater diversity of ethnic groups, Asian groups, Native American groups, African American groups, which were not as predominant in the southern part of Texas when I was a child growing up. They have expanded into Dallas, into Houston, but still the southern part of Texas continues to be predominantly Hispanic.
Miss Bowie is away from home, but she still thinks about her culture. She remembers the Easter celebration in South Texas, which was very unique.
Cascarones are eggshells. When you break the egg, you make a tiny little hole enough to get the yolk out, and then we make confetti, very, very tiny, tiny confetti made out of tissue paper. We stuff the cascarones, the eggs, with the confetti, and then we put a little cap on the egg. The eggs are decorated, they're colored, they're painted. And at the Easter celebration, when you're enjoying your meal or playing or out there having all kinds of fun, the children take these cascarones and they break them over your head. And to this day, you know, the kids, we pass the tradition onto the children, and it still continues.
While Miss Bowie's experience as a newcomer to Seattle may have been different and difficult at first, the opportunities that led her here have been rewarding. And though Seattle is culturally different than her home state, she carries with her traditions and customs that are unique to South Texas.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by 8th grade students Joseph Liberato, Kaylin Chum, and Feng Liu from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Irene Bowie, 4 Culture, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Original music by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.